Welcome, everyone, to Qualis Roll Podcast Episode 1, our inaugural podcast ever. We're here to talk about pressure, specifically sudden pressure monitoring. I have a couple of guests with me today. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Stacy Downs. I'm the product manager of our asset protection product line.
And I'm Jesse Baker. I'm a commercial manager here. I've worked in application engineering and field service for some time.
Thank you both for joining us. So let's just open up here. Tell me about sudden pressure. What causes it? Why is it important?
So sudden pressure, very, very important thing to monitor on transformers. Where does it come from? It comes from internal arcing that can cause, exactly what it says, sudden pressure. Pressure that builds up so fast that if you don't do something about it, if you don't address it, it will surely damage the tank, bust a seam, or otherwise cause catastrophic failure.
Perfect. So I know we get this question a lot from customers, so I want to address it right away. Do we need both the pressure relief and the sudden pressure devices?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. A pressure relief device is designed to actually relieve the pressure from the tank, whereas a sudden pressure relay will trip the transformer. It will shut it down so no further damage occurs inside of that transformer due to a sudden pressure rise.
So how does the customer protect their asset against this sudden pressure?
Generally, they'll use what we call a rapid pressurized relay or a sudden pressurized relay. The mechanical version of this has been around for about 50 years or more. There's also an electronic version of the rapid pressurized relay that you can use, which has been around 20 years or more.
Thank you. So since we're here to talk about the electronic sudden pressure monitor, what are the advantages?
So the electronic monitor, the biggest buy that you get for this is what we call 2 out of 3 logic. And the 2 out of 3 logic means that when you get a 3-sensor unit, it has to see sudden pressure on 2 of the 3 before it trips the transformer. And everybody knows that tripping the transformer is a very serious thing to do. And unlike the mechanical, where it was a single point failure, if you have one that, say, has just gone bad, It will send a signal and it will go down. Versus here, if you have a sensor that goes bad, it requires 2 sensors to show a positive signal in order for it to go down. So that's the biggest buy that you get with the electronic monitor. You get some other really good benefits, such as the 4-to-20 output, you know, or an analog output that you can tie into your SCADA system. Again, with the mechanical, you're really pretty blind to what's going on with that device unless it goes down and then the transformer is tripped, and then you know. But otherwise, you're pretty blind to what's going on, where with a 4-to-20 signal tied into your SCADA, you can know remotely what's going on with that monitor, what's going on with the pressure. Also allows you to log it if you feel so inclined. There's adjustable sensitivity, which is nice, something else that the mechanical device doesn't allow to actually turn down the sensitivity. You know, there's some cases, depending on where a device was mounted, where certain vibrations might, you know, cause it to think that there's been a sudden pressure event, but there isn't. And with the adjustable sensitivity, you can actually turn it down a little bit or turn it up if you needed to. And it's also, you know, it's an electronic monitor, but I kind of see it as a little more, you know, simplified in that it's got a built-in sealant relay. Where the old one, you need a sealant relay in the cabinet, so you got 2 pieces and wiring between it. This is going to come in 1 single package, which is really nice as well.
Stacey, anything you want to add to that?
Another nice thing about the electronic version is that it's suitable for either oil or gas, whereas the mechanical version, you have to choose oil or gas mounting. The electronic version, you can use for either.
Sounds like a lot of really good advantages. So how hard is it to retrofit to a new monitor if I have the old mechanical relay?
That's a really good question, Matt. So if you decide you want an electronic monitor, but how do you install it, right? Luckily, the retrofit's actually pretty easy. You can, we mount the sensors on a flange, and that flange actually is the same mounting dimensions as the existing 900-910. So the existing mechanical devices, or 900-910s, they are very prevalent in the industry. You'll see them on most transformers, so they already have a hole in the tank with a 4-volt mounting. That flange will hook right into that. No fuss, no muss.
So it's a simple like for like.
That's right.
Nice. What sort of maintenance is required when I install one of these?
There really isn't a lot of maintenance required in the field, but with new NERC regulations, you should check these every 6 years or so. So we have test kits available that you can either check the electronic or the mechanical version. There's two different kits to make sure that they're operating properly in the field to adhere to those new NERC regulations.
Yeah, that test kit is really helpful. You know, and it's one of the things we see in the industry, especially with the old devices, right? They see that people will run this to failure, right? They'll run the old ones to failure and usually don't find out that there's a need for maintenance or replacement for one of these devices until something, you know, bad is happening. Usually when a transformer trips offline, it'll be the middle of the night or in the coldest day of the year, something like that. So, you know, with that test kit, I think we really recommend having line of sight to the maintenance of testing this device, not running it to failure, right?
Exactly. It's a great thing to just have on the truck on hand, just in case you can check these, you know, make sure you're current with the regulations.
Right. So the kit itself, very easy to use, user-friendly, that's the design?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going for, right? Perfect. We wanted somebody who's never tested a 930 before to be able to pick up this kit and test it with very little instruction. And we do have the instructions included with it, but it's pretty easy to follow, pretty intuitive.
All right, you guys sold me. What do I got to do to get one of these?
So I think the best way to do it, go to info@quality control corp.com. Send an email, let them know you thought you heard this podcast. Maybe they'll swing you a deal.
All right, I want to thank both of you for participating, for fielding these questions, and then for our customers out there, if you have other questions about this or other topics you'd like to see us address, please, as Jesse mentioned, reach out to info@qualitrolcorp.com, or you can contact us at 585-643-3717. Thank you very much.